Early voting dates are now set for the May 19th general primary in Walker County. Voters can cast ballots starting April the 27th through May the 15th, Monday through Friday, from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Walker County Elections Office in Lafayette and at Rossville City Hall. Additional early voting locations include the Chickamauga Civic Center and Lookout Mountain City Hall. They'll be open May the 9th through the 15th. All locations will offer extended voting hours May the 12th from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Drought conditions in Walker County remain unchanged. According to new data from drought.gov, March ranked as the 19th driest in the past 132 years, with rainfall nearly 3 inches below normal so far this year. Conditions are trending dry, ranking as the 15th driest on record. The rainfall deficit right now more than 5 inches. The Walker County Coroner's Office is now operating from a new location, offering expanded services for local families. Coroner Billy Sims and his team have moved into the Walker County Health Department building on Villanelle Street in Lafayette. The updated space includes office areas and a refrigerated morgue, allowing families to view loved ones locally. Previously, bodies were transported to outside facilities, including CHI Memorial Hospital. We'll come back. We've got more news right after this. The United States Postal Service is proposing a stamp price increase that would take effect July the 12th. Now, this is pending approval. The cost of a first-class forever stamp would rise from 78 cents to 82 cents. That's part of an overall 4.8% increase in mailing service prices. Postcard and international mail rates would also go up slightly, while the additional ounce price for letters would remain the same. Officials say the increase is needed to address rising operational costs, as the post office relies on postage sales, not tax dollars, to fund operations. The Postal Regulatory Commission will review the proposal before a final decision is made. The Georgia Department of Labor says the state hit record highs in both workforce and employment in February. Georgia's labor force reached 5.45 million, while employment climbed to 5.25 million. The unemployment rate edged up slightly to 3.6%, still below the national average. State labor officials say more Georgians are working now than ever before. However, total jobs declined for the second straight month, and several sectors saw losses. And a positive sign, unemployment claims dropped sharply to their lowest levels since November. You can find details on all of these stories. Check out our website at discoverwalker.com. You're on North Georgia's home of NASCAR, Georgia 93.7 in Lafayette's own AM 1590 WQCH.